regrettably, too many of Pennsylvania's citizens do not have the option of not having to worry about their health care. Just simply too many. And it used to be just the working poor that were really concerned about this. It is now becoming the working middle class as well, because they look at their health care and wonder how long it is going to be there as well. What we said on the Senate floor when we battled the Republicans the last time was that this was an urgent problem. It was not one that had to be restudied again, but rather one, if they wanted to, that has to be negotiated. No plan is perfect. I don't think I've ever agreed with the governor on the first draft he sent over. But we've gotten a lot of things done by sitting down at the table with those people that don't want to do it for whatever reason and finding a compromise. The problem we face now is that Republicans in the Senate don't even want to compromise. I don't know why, but I think it's because a lot of people have lost hope. When you hope for something and when you dream for something, you want that. And you want that to the point that you're willing to yell and scream at your senator and legislator to do it. I think in Pennsylvania, too many people have lost hope. And what we've got to do is re-inspire them that there is hope, that yes, in the 21st century, in America and in Pennsylvania, people should not have to worry about health care. It's a basic human right, and that we've got to restore that. So our goal should be to go back and energize the constituents of those recalcitrant senators in the Republican caucus that don't want to do anything or want to study this problem for the next 10 years. As the governor said, there is a solution now. It's not perfect. It's already been compromised, and we're willing to compromise it again as long as the ultimate product remains effective. That's our message to the Republican caucus. But we've got to get this done quickly. We're going to have a budget address soon. We're going to have a lot of other issues. We must maintain our focus. And on the floor, I jokingly said, you know, let's have a heart about this. In fact, let's do it by Valentine's Day. And that caught on a little bit. The governor sent me a note. We had these made up today. But I think it is important that we get this done by mid-February. Very, very important, because if not, we're going to lose a chance. We're going to be digressing and forced to digress into energy, into God knows what other debates, lowering taxes, the typical Republican mantra in a state that has probably the lowest taxes there are. We've got to focus on this like a laser beam and do nothing but demand this.